Proclamation number 1602, dated the September 8, 1940. Moods. Depressions. Evidence of love. People paying no attention to the various undercurrents which express themselves as different moods, and thus don't know that even these currents are not by chance either. That people's disposition is therefore merely the result of their attitude towards God or the opposing power. Especially the person suffering such moods is visibly seized by God's love, for God takes care of a person who is in danger of forgetting Him by influencing his temperament, spoiling his joy of life and allowing him to be seized by overall despondency. And in many instances this is incredibly beneficial, for only at times like this will the human being's thoughts turn to his Creator. Only when all worldly things have lost their value will the human being remember his real purpose. Hence people have to experience days of inner struggle, days when they become aware of the irrelevance of earthly pleasure. The cause of this does not always have to be actual hardship and suffering. A person's gloomy mood can arise within himself for no external reason. And this is the influence of the beings to whom people are entrusted and who are concerned about their soul's salvation and anxiously guard every movement of the human heart. There is a serious risk that a person will use all his strength in coping with the demands of earthly life. Then they will intervene by strongly inhibiting his desire for activity, his pleasure of earthly life, and the person will consequently feel depressed. And it is good if the human being allows himself to be influenced by this. If times like that result in hours of inner reflection, they will not have come to the human being in vain. Yet not all people listen to this inner admonition. Very many try to stifle their emotions and increase pleasure and succeed, precisely because their will is mainly focused on earthly life and they carelessly take no notice of such moods. They only aim to restore the old state of inner satisfaction. The human being should not complain if he experiences days in his life which appear difficult and unbearable and which are purely caused by his emotional life. The love of God is very close to them, and such hours are simply a way of help by friends in the beyond, wanting to stop the person losing himself in earthly gratification. Everything on earth which seems as if the human being has to go short is always just the merciful evidence of divine love, which can only use this means to direct a person onto the right path. Onto the path which will lead him to eternal glory and fully compensate the earthly child for everything it had to miss out on or give up on earth. For earthly pleasures will cease to exist, yet eternal glories remain forever, and these alone should be desired on earth. Amen.